أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كما أخرجك ربك من بيتك بالحق وإن فريقا من المؤمنين لكارهون يجادلونك في الحق بعدما تبين كأنما يساقون إلى الموت وهم ينظرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 5 and 6 of Surah Al-Anfal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the very initial stages of the battle of Badr. We cannot go into much detail with regards to the battle, but in order to understand some of these verses, we'll discuss that much that is necessary. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah. He came to Madina Tayyibah. In the second year of the Hijrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard of this caravan, a trade caravan of the people of Makkah. This trade caravan was of a different and unique nature, that there was possibly no Meccan, no person from Makkah who had not made some kind of investment into this caravan. Whatever a person had, even if it was one coin, that person had made an investment into this caravan, and that was the trade caravan under the leadership of Abu Sufyan. Obviously at that time he had not brought Iman, and it went to Syria. Whatever purchases were made, the caravan was en route. Now geographically, from Makkah to go to Syria, you have to pass the outskirts of Madina Munawwara. As this caravan was returning, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had got news that this caravan is on its way. This is the nature of this caravan that the people of Makkah have invested. When we try to do a conversion of 50,000 dirhams, then some few years ago, it worked out to about 60.3 million rands. So that was a huge caravan. There were about 70 young people as soldiers looking after this caravan. About 40 of the leaders of Makkah were on this caravan. Now the one important aspect we should remember, that what gave the Quraysh of Makkah that energy, that strength to have wanted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dead in Makkah. They wanted to assassinate him. They removed him from Makkah. It was all about this financial strength that they had had. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had known that they are going to use this financial strength that they have against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims in time to come. So hence, this caravan was going out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets news of it. And now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by the command of Allah, is told that he should leave Madina Munawwara in pursuit of this caravan. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the i'lan, he made the announcement that whoever is ready now, what we will say ready cash, has to come out. A person would not have that amount of time to go to the pastures to fetch his animals. You leave your animals, you come walking. So hence about 313 sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they had a mere 70 camels that they would use turn by turn to go on to this journey. But understand that the original intent was to pursue, intercept this caravan of Abu Sufyan. Abu Sufyan on the other hand got wind that there is some movement from Medina. He got his intelligence that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on his way in order to intercept this caravan. There are about 300 people here, 40 and 30 people, or 70 and 40 people, not very many. Abu Sufyan changes his route, sends a message to Makkah, the caravan is under threat. From Makkah, 1,000 people leave under Abu Jahl's leadership, and now they come. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to know that the caravan had changed its route, it has escaped, so to say, but this army is coming from Makkah. And this is a point in time Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mashwara with sahaba. Now when he makes mashura with sahaba, they were those sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had felt, we are ill equipped, we are lesser in number, we haven't prepared to fight any forces, and hence it is better that we don't pursue this army that is coming from Makkah. We don't defend, we don't attack. But there were those sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Miqdad, Sayyidina Sa'd ibn Mu'ad, and a large number of sahaba were of the opinion that if Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is told that we go forward, we go forth, we are ready to go forth, protect Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and go into this battle, notwithstanding the fact that we are ill-equipped, notwithstanding the fact that we are lesser in number, and of course we don't even have that provisions to move right up to Badr, but if it is the wish of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the command of Allah, we are prepared to submit. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about that incident, that mashwara, that there were those that had a view that battle is not going to be the option, and there were those that had the overwhelming view that we will go out and we will pursue. So Allah Ta'ala says, كَمَا أَخْرَجَكَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَيْتِكَ بِالْحَقِّ. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken you out from your home for the cause of the truth. Now like how, what is the similarity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bringing about? That similarity at the very beginning of the surah in ayah number 1, that they had this discussion with regards to the booty, how it should be distributed. There could have been bad sentiments and reservations at that time, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala united the hearts of the sahaba at that time. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, like how you had these differences, go or not to go, pursue or not to pursue, are we good enough to move or not good enough. Like that, there was the slight difference among sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about this. Allah is saying, wa inna fariqan minal mu'mineena lakarihun, that there was a group of you that disliked battle, disliked going forth. So like how there we created this unity of hearts, here also we created the unity of hearts. Then Allah says, يُجَادِلُونَكَ فِي الْحَقِّ, that they disputed with you regards to the truth, that what should be the truth. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had clarified that it is for the sake of Allah. And even if the intent was to intercept this caravan, the intent was not for financial gain. The intent was to keep the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated. بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنَا, after it had been revealed to them, it had become clear to them. كَأَنَّمَا يُسَاقُونَ إِلَى الْمَوْتِ, it was as though they were driven towards death. وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ, whilst they could see. In other words, some felt that we are going into this battle, but obviously being ill-equipped, we are actually going to die and we're going to give our lives away. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarified that this was in no way a financial gain or the intent of financial gain. The intent was that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would remain predominant. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.